Smart Stories for Smart People, a smart infrastructure podcast series where the future comes to life. We're proud of the work we're doing here at the Smart Infrastructure Facility at the University of Wollongong. Our researchers are always looking for ways to use technology to make our lives better and our cities smarter. We're in the process of transforming our city, Wollongong in Australia, just south of Sydney, into one of the smartest cities in the world. Have a listen, see what you think. The Smart Infrastructure Facility at the University of Wollongong prides itself on doing things differently. It's a semi-autonomous facility that aims to face outward, providing world-leading academic research that impacts the world in a practical and positive way. One such initiative is Vision Illawarra. Here's the SMART director, Senior Professor Pascal Perez.
For 3 years, the whole team at SMART has built a model that's unique for regional Australia. That's a free dynamic model that can not predict, but can anticipate various growth scenarios for the region, including economic, social, land use, and transport consequences of various types of growth. It's not an easy task to do, so it took a lot of efforts from our team and calibration and validation to make sure that this model was fit for purpose and could serve well the councils and New South Wales planning in the region.
It's the first website in Australia where economic, demographic, transport and land use data, as well as the evolution of utility usage over a decade, can be found in one place.
For local authorities, planners and New South Wales planners, and why not developers in the region, we hope they're going to come to the table as well, to look at all this information, look at these different futures as anticipated by the model and say, well, if we start densifying a bit more this part of the region rather than doing more of the usual greenfield development there, just as an example, maybe we're going to start, depending on where people work, start cutting down commuting time. Maybe we're going to start having people living closer to shopping malls and centers in the region. So that's, for the moment, a first step into quality of life we're going to be able to create very soon with this model.
But the real magic comes in the second part, which is the premium paid-for content.
I think it's time for councils, and we know that in terms of funding councils, many councils are struggling, and a dollar is a dollar value. They probably cannot afford anymore paying again and again and again for the reusing of the same model and the same data sets through the same kind of report every year or every 2 years. It's not only about the outcome of the Vision Illawarra model, it's also about the process itself and the social interactions and institutional interactions, which is the innovative dimension of Vision Illawarra, where again, there's what we can develop now that all the efforts have been made is developing scenario at marginal cost, because nobody has to buy or pay for this data again. No one has to pay for the model again.
And this is certainly true for one of the key partners in Vision Illawarra, Wollongong City Council. Here's General Manager David Farmer.
We've been a long-term supporter of the project. We believe quality information leads to quality decisions, and both the collation of new data and the collation presentation of existing data onto one site provides that information and creates opportunities for people to make decisions in a whole range of ways.
This is especially useful for a fast-growing region such as the Illawarra, where 50,000 people will move into the new release areas in the south over the next 30 years. But in addition to these green field sites, there's also major consolidation happening in existing areas, such as Wollongong CBD.
I guess a perfect example is there's well over 500 units that have gone up just to the east of my offices here in the last 12 to 18 months, and that's going to continue. We're going to see you know, 500 units is probably 1,250 additional people living there, all of whom will impact on the surrounding community, you know, with creating additional demands, but also creating additional, you know, strengths and amenities in the area. More people means more passive surveillance, means a fundamentally safer area, but it also means, you know, increased waste, potentially increased transport demand, increased demand for a whole range of services like food, convenience shopping, etc. So we have to understand those things as we start to plan for how we manage our areas, particularly the public domain.
But for David Farmer, this goes well beyond the usual planning areas of power, transport and open space. For him, this is about the economic viability and the future of the region.
The futures of cities is livability, and Richard Florida, in his famous book, talked about creating highly livable places where people want to congregate, and that then creates economic growth, attracting the creative class. And Wollongong wants to be able to, in this new service economy, attract people who are creative, who are attracted here for its livability, but who've also got an entrepreneurial spirit and will create employment. If you don't do that and you try and exist on other things, then the future of an economy in an environment like this, in the, you know, the post-industrial world, isn't bright. Council's job in providing an increasingly livable city will drive economic growth.
Thanks for listening to Smart Stories for Smart People. Don't forget to review us if you liked what you heard. To find out more about the Smart Infrastructure Facility, head to smart.uow.edu.au. That's smart.uow.edu.au.